evening, everyone. Please open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 15. Happy to be with you tonight, and let's start reading at verse 21 of Matthew chapter 15. Then Jesus went from there and departed unto the borders of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same borders and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a demon. But he answered her not a word, and his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And shall we pray? Our Father, we thank thee for thy word, and we pray that thou would bless thy word to our hearts and hide it in our hearts that we might not sin against thee. We thank thee in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So that would be kind of hard for the Canaanite woman to hear. The Lord saying, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel when her daughter was cruelly demon-possessed. But the Bible is clear that God loves all people with the same amount of love. It doesn't matter if it's Jew or Gentile. God loves each of us in the same manner. But he has an order in which to bless the nations. In Genesis 12:3, God said to Abram, And in you all the families of the earth be blessed. So the Lord is the promised seed in whom all the nations would be blessed. So tonight we're going to look at that phrase, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. We look at Israel, what a true Israelite is. We look at the house of Israel and how they became the lost sheep. In Luke chapter 2, 32, Simeon states, For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people, a light of revelation unto the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. So the Bible is clear that God loves Gentiles, Jews, and each one of us in the same manner. Again, in Isaiah 49, verse 6, It is too small a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob, and to restore the preserved ones of Israel. I will also make you a light of the nations, so of Israel and of the nations, so that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. Familiar verse in John 10 and 16, I have other sheep which are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will hear my voice, and they will become one flock with one shepherd. Psalm 72 says, Yes, all kings shall fall down before him, all nations shall serve him. So God loves all people the same amount of love, but he has an order for Israel and then to the Gentiles. Let's finish our story in Matthew 15, verse 25. But she came and bowed down before him, saying, Lord, help me. And he answered and said, It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. So again, harsh words for the Canaanite woman to hear. But the Greek has two words for dog. The first word has the meaning of a wild and dangerous dog. But the word used here is for a household pet, for a puppy, considered part of the family. And we see that in verse 27. She said, Yes, Lord, but even the dogs feed on the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus said to her, O woman, your faith is great. It shall be done for you as you wish. And her daughter was healed at once. So the Lord could have healed her right after verse 22 when she asked for mercy and for the healing of her demon-possessed daughter. But then we would have just had another miracle recorded in the scripture, and we would have missed the lesson of her faith that brought about the healing. The order by which God's blessings will be received, first Israel, then the rest of the nations. Romans 1:16, to the Jew first, and then also to the Greek, or also to the Gentile. So Israel is God's one nation, and you and I are either part of the one nation or not part of the one nation, the many nations. In 1 Peter 2, verse 9, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, singular, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who were once not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. In Zechariah 2 and 8, for thus says the Lord of hosts, after glory he has sent me against the nations, plural, which plunder you. For he who touches you touches the apple of his eye, singular. So what is the essence of being a true Israelite? Well, we know it's not a literal descent from Abraham, but it's faith in God. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 7. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Verse 29, and if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Chapter 6 and verse 14, God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them, and mercy, and upon the Israel of God. In Romans 9 and 6, for they are not all Israel, which are Israel, neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children, but the children of promise are counted for the seed. Ephesians 2:12, that at a time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, the one nation, and nations and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Romans 11:24, for if you were cut off from that which is by nature, a wild olive tree, and were grafted contrary to nature into a cultivated olive tree, the one nation, how much more will these who are the natural branches be grafted into their own olive tree? And please note, there's not a third olive tree. There's only the two. So the 12 tribes, let's look at Israel, the nation, came from the 12 sons of Israel. And Israel is the name God gave Jacob in Genesis 32. His 12 sons are Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Issachar, Zebulun, Joseph, and Benjamin. That's in Genesis 35, Exodus 1, Chronicles 2. Now, when the tribes inherited the promised land, Levi's descendants did not receive a territory. And Joseph's didn't receive a territory. He got a double portion through his two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh. And he got that double portion for his faithfulness in saving the family from the famine in Genesis 47. So this means that the tribes who received territory did not include Levi and did not include Joseph, but included Ephraim and Manasseh, Joseph's two sons. And we'll see that later on. So Jesus states he was sent, but onto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now the house of Israel is separate from the house of Judah. So we look at those verses now, Jeremiah 3:18. In those days the house of Judah shall walk with the house of Israel. And they shall come together out of the land of the north to the land that I have given for an inheritance unto your fathers. Chapter 13 and 11, for as the girdle cleaveth to the loins of a man, So have I caused to cleave unto me the whole house of Israel and the whole house of Judah, saith the Lord. Daniel 9 and 7, O Lord, righteousness belongs to you, but to us shame of face as it is this day, to the men of Judah, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and all of Israel, those near and those far off. Those who are near, the house of Judah. Those who are far off, the house of Israel. Also in Matthew 10, verse 5, these 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans, enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So here we have twice reference to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He sent his disciples specifically to them, and he only came for them. So who are the lost sheep of the house of Israel? Or how did they become lost? Let's go to Genesis chapter 48, and we'll start reading at verse 5. Here we see where Israel blesses Ephraim to become a multitude of nations. And at verse 16, and now thy two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, which were born unto thee in the land of Egypt, before I came unto thee into Egypt, are mine. So there we have Israel adopting Ephraim and Manasseh, as he did, as Reuben and Simeon, his sons. Verse 17, and when Joseph saw that his father laid his hand upon the head of Ephraim, it displeased him. And he held up his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head unto Manasseh's head. And Joseph said unto his father, not so, my father, for this is the firstborn. Put thy right hand upon his head. And his father refused and said, I know it, my son, I know it. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be great. But truly his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his seed shall become a multitude of nations. So Ephraim receives the blessing to become a multitude of nations. So let's take a look at how this happens. So Saul of the tribe of Benjamin was the first king to rule over all the tribes of Israel. And upon his death, his son Ishbosheth was accepted by all the tribes as the new king, except for Judah and Simeon. Judah and Simeon preferred David from the tribe of Judah. 2 Samuel chapter 2, at verse 8. Now Abner, the son of Ner, captain of Saul's host, had taken Ishbosheth, the son of Saul, and brought him over to Menahem, and he made him king over Gilead, and over the Asherites, and over Jezreel, and over Ephraim, and over Benjamin, and over all Israel. Ishbosheth, Saul's son, was 40 years old when he began to reign over Israel, and he reigned 2 years. But the house of Judah followed David. So David's struggle with the house of Saul eventually ends in victory. And David would rule from Hebron and later from Jerusalem over all the tribes of Israel. And following David's death, his son Solomon would rule over all the tribes of Israel. So we have Saul, we have David, and we have Solomon. They are the only kings who ruled over all 12 tribes of Israel. And the trouble begins with Solomon. Later in life, King Solomon worshipped other gods and did not keep God's covenant and statues. And the 10 tribes of Israel are taken from Solomon and given to Jeroboam. So we read that in 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 31. And he, that is the prophet Ahijah, said to Jeroboam, take thee 10 pieces, for thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, behold, I will rend the kingdom out of the hand of Solomon, and I will give 10 tribes to thee. But he shall have one tribe for my servant David's sake, and for Jerusalem's sake, the city which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel. Because they have forsaken me and have worshipped Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Zidians, Chemosh, the god of Moabites, and Milcom, the god of the children of Ammon, and have not walked in my ways to do that which is right in mine eyes, and to keep my statutes and my judgments, as did David his father. So the 10 tribes are taken from Solomon and are given to Jeroboam. Now, who is Jeroboam? We find him in 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 26. And Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, a Nepharite of Zereda, Solomon's servant. He was a Nepharite. So the prophecy that we read in Genesis 47 is beginning to happen. 1 Kings chapter 12, we read that Rehoboam, Solomon's son, went to Shechem, for all Israel had gone to Shechem to make him king. And he spoke to them according to the advice of the young men, saying, my father made your yoke heavy, but I will add to your yoke. My father chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scourges. So this king did not listen to the people. And in verse 20, the 10 tribes led by Jeroboam, who was from the tribe of Ephraim, seceded from Rehoboam's kingdom because of this heavy tax that was put on them. Now, this separation results in the northern kingdom in Samaria and the southern kingdom in Judea. And the northern kingdom was known by several names, including Israel, the house of Israel, Samaria, Joseph, the house of Joseph, and Ephraim. The southern kingdom is generally called Judah, or the house of Judah. And from the very beginning, the northern kingdom perverted outright and broke God's laws. King Jeroboam immediately began to change the law. He removed the Levites from the priesthood, and that caused them to return to the southern kingdom of Judah. That's in 1 Kings chapter 13, 2 Chronicles chapter 11. And he also set up a calf idols at Bethel and Dan, and he set up shrines in high places, and he changed the time and the place for observing the feast of God. And the feasts of God were never the feast of Israel or the feast of Judea. They're always called the feast of God. And he changed the time and the place for observing the feast of God. 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 26. So these sins would plague the house of Israel throughout their existence. And the northern tribes would defile themselves. In Hosea chapter 4, 17, Ephraim has attached himself to idols. Do not go near him. Chapter 5, verse 11, Ephraim will be oppressed, crushed under judgment, because he was determined to pursue worthless idols. Hosea chapter 6, verse 10, I have seen a disgusting thing in the temple of Israel. There Ephraim practices temple prostitution, and Judah defiles itself. And temple prostitution was still happening in Acts 15 and 20. There's an interesting study on that, which resulted in the four rules from James. Hosea 8:8, Israel is swallowed up. Now they are among the Gentiles like a vessel in which is no pleasure. For they have gone up to Assyria like a wild donkey, alone, by itself. And it's interesting that Christ's triumphal entry was on a donkey. What amazing grace, what amazing love. Ezekiel chapter 20. And there you will remember your conduct and all your deeds by which you defiled yourself. You will despise yourself because of all the evil deeds you have done. So the 10 northern tribes are no longer God's people. In Jeremiah 3 and 8, She also saw that I gave wayward Israel her divorce papers and sent her away because of her adulterous worship of other gods. Even after her unfaithful sister Judah had seen this, she still was not afraid. And she too went and gave herself like a prostitute to other gods. And in Hosea 1:9, God said, call his name Lo-Ami, for you are not my people, and I will not be your God. One of the saddest verses, I think, in the scripture. You are not my people, and I will not be your God. Yet, in Romans chapter 9, in verse 25, Paul quotes Hosea chapter 1 and verse 9, that same verse we were just reading there. I will call them my people who were not my people, and her beloved who was not beloved. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said to them, you are not my people, there they shall be called sons of the living God. There's the gospel, sounds like regeneration, which means they were born again. Galatians 3, for you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Now we know the house of Judah came back, but the house of Israel was literally cut off and disappeared from the history of Israel. In Isaiah 7:8, within 65 years, Ephraim will no longer exist as a nation. And the kings of the house of Judah were all descendants of David, connected by the bloodline, but not all the kings of the house of Israel were related. Many of them took over the throne by revolt. And we'll just finish with the 10 tribes referred to as the lost sheep. Jeremiah 15:6, my people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have allowed them to go astray. They have wandered around in the mountains. They have roamed from one mountain and hill to another. They have forgotten their resting place. Ezekiel 34:6, my sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them. Verse 11, for thus saith the Lord God, behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep and seek them out, as a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered. So I will seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. So the sheep are lost and the sheep are scattered. In Amos chapter 9, verse 9, the very encouraging verse. We've read a lot of terrible verses of terrible things that happened to Israel. Terrible and horrific sins. But in Amos chapter 9, verse 9, for surely I will command and will sift the house of Israel among all nations, plural, as grain is sifted in a sieve. Yet not the smallest grain shall fall to the ground. So in an earthly sense, they were lost, but not to God. Nobody got lost. So the mystery is, how can God bring back Ephraim? He divorced the northern tribes, and how can he remarry them again? A mystery to the prophets. Jeremiah 3:8, she also saw that I gave wayward Israel her divorce papers and sent her away because of her adulterous worship of other gods. And we know, of course, Christ died for the lost sheep, scattered among the nations of Israel, or among the multitude of nations, scattered among the Gentiles, aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. In Luke 1:30, the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end. Matthew 2 and 6, and you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah. For out of you shall come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people, Israel. Matthew 15 and 24, but he answered and said, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. May the Lord bless.